Overcrowded NYC Homeless Shelters Filled with 6,700 Border Crossers. By John Binder on September 6, 2022. New York City's overcrowded homeless shelters are filled, now housing 6,700 border crossers who have arrived in recent weeks on migrant buses sent from Texas by Governor Greg Abbott, R. For months, Abbott has sent buses filled with border crossers to New York City, which prides itself as the nation's largest sanctuary jurisdiction for illegal aliens. Newly published figures show the growing number of border crossers entering New York City homeless shelters after their arrival in the sanctuary city. CNN reports. By the last week in August, Texas had bused nearly 9,000 migrants to New York City and Washington, D.C., as Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, has sought to highlight what he said is the Biden administration's failure to secure the border. Emphasis added. New York City has processed about 8,800 migrants in its shelter system since April, with about 6,700 still in shelters, a city official told CNN Thursday. City officials had said the figure included more than 1,000 children. Many migrants come to New York on their own with the financial assistance of nonprofits. Emphasis added. Most migrants end up in the city's overcrowded homeless shelter system, which housed more than 50,000 people as of Thursday night, according to the nonprofit Coalition for the Homeless, which monitors shelter census reports. Some wait hours to be reunited with relatives who live in the area. Others, looking confused and disappointed, tell volunteers they believe they were headed to another city or state. New York is using 17 hotels as emergency shelters, a city official told CNN. Emphasis added. The latest figures showing 6,900 border crossers in New York City homeless shelters is a significant jump from the roughly 4,900 who were in the shelter system just a couple of weeks ago. Most recently, city officials said they are struggling to find housing for the waves of illegal immigration to New York City and are looking at expanding the number of border crossers being housed in luxury hotels in Manhattan, paid for with taxpayer money. Such a plan could cost New Yorkers about $300 million even as record-setting rents and housing prices continue to push out the city's working and middle-class residents. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.